Our thought today is this, dear friends. Just a little talk. If you have your Bibles with you today, turn with us to the Gospel of Matthew. The Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter number 6. In turning there to Matthew chapter number 6, you will see there that our text today will come out of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. As Jesus was conveying the word to those that was in the midst that day, Jesus was encouraging them not to pray as the hypocrites, not to conduct ourselves as the high and mighty, but to conduct themselves in ways that was pleasing to God. As we began to look here at this passage of Scripture, the Holy Spirit began to lead us here to verse number 8 of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 6. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye need of before ye ask him. Oh, dear friends, I began to look here at this passage of Scripture that came from the Sermon on the Mount. And the Lord began to remind us on how important that it is for us to pray and seek the counsel of the Holy Spirit. I began to look how that Jesus Christ was pouring his heart out to those that had made their way to that mount that very day. And I began to focus upon the needs that was in the midst of Jesus as he conveyed the word from God the Father. For you see, dear friends, they that were there that day had needs much as we do. They had hurts, they had worries, they had woes, and they had pain, and it was God's will for his son to convey the word to encourage them so that they could build a relationship with him. As I began to focus upon this, I thought about Father's Day, how important it is, and how wonderful Father's Day is. Ain't it good that you can go to your father and speak to him about things in your life? You say, Brother Lee, my father has gone on. He's passed some time back. Well, recall the times when the Lord blessed you to have a conversation with him. I can tell you that can bring a joy to one's heart, but it pales in comparison to the conversation that one can have with the Lord, our Heavenly Father. And Jesus is was desiring to stir the heart of those that was in his midst that day so that they could build a relationship, to have a bond that they could call out to the Lord with everything that was on their heart. I thought about that so much these days of late, how that we are to put a strong emphasis on proclaiming the good news and talking to our Lord and Heavenly Father. Oh, dear friends, ain't it great that we today have an opportunity just to have a little talk with our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ? Oh, I'm thankful today that I can call out to him. I'm thankful today that I can talk to him. I'm thankful today that I can go to him with anything that is on my heart. I'm blessed, so very blessed, with the time to bless the Lord with the conversations of my heart. Well, you see, dear friends, the Lord has a desire to hear from me, and I continue to day on the thought of his word. He has a desire, friend, to hear from you. Oh, how important is that? It's of the utmost importance. And Jesus Christ was desiring for those that would be upon this mount to be able to hear that word and to be able to establish a relationship that would endure through and by the trials and the pitfalls of life. I can tell you today, I don't know what I would do if I just could not have a little talk with the Lord. Because you see, that brings comfort, that brings peace, that brings joy to my heart. And the same Lord that conveyed the word to this great multitude, and the same Lord that has a desire to commune with you, the same Lord that had a desire to have a relationship in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter number 6, and the same Lord that has a desire to be with you through thick and through thin. Hey, today we fail and we come short of the glory of God much in our lives, and the circumstances and the challenges we face sometimes are very hard and very grueling. I can tell you today, if it will start with prayer, just have a little talk with Jesus, I can tell you that things in your life and my life, praise God, will be much better. Oh, you see, dear friends, the Lord has a desire to bless us and to help us in a great and in a glious way. You say, Brother Lent, how do I need to go about that? I tell you, friends, you talk to the Heavenly Father just like you talk to those that's around you. Oh, you don't have to call out with these $40 words. The Lord wants to hear from you in a sincere fashion. And I thought about that so much when Jesus looked upon the hearts and minds of those on that mount that day. Well, you see, dear friends, Jesus seen a need in their life. He seen a longing that they had that brought them to that mount that day. And the same Lord that loved them is the same Lord that loves us and sees the very needs in our lives today. The same Lord. The same Lord. And I thought about that so much. How that Jesus desired to have that intimate relationship with them through prayer, through communication. For you see, dear friends, when you look at the ministry of Jesus Christ, he would venture to a place in Galilee. And the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter number 9 that when he seen the multitude, the Bible says when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. For you see, dear friends, Christ had compassion on those that was in his midst. For you see, he then, as he does today, had a desire to help, to uplift, to encourage, to bring, praise God, what these lives needed. The Bible uses that word compassion. That means, in the Greek, that means love compelled to action. There was a sincerity there in the life of Christ when he looked upon those that was in need. The Lord Jesus Christ, he looks upon us today with a heartfelt love, a sincerity, a longing to help us and to bless us and to make us, praise God, what the Heavenly Father desires us to be. You can't be to your full potential without talking to the Lord. Now, the scribes and the Pharisees and the religious elite that Jesus was referring to in Matthew chapter number 6, they thought that they had arrived. They thought that they have achieved. But Jesus wanted them to know that those vain repetitions went nowhere, but the sincerity of a believer who's calling out to the Heavenly Father. I tell you today, praise God, it rings the very bells of heaven. For you see, dear friends, her Lord, he has compassion. He has a desire to bless us and to help us and to bring us, praise God, what we need. Can you understand today, friends? That is why the disciples there in Luke chapter number 11, they came to the Lord and they said, Lord, teach us to pray. Teach us. Teach us as John taught his disciples. You know why? Because there was a need in their lives. There was something that they longed for. I tell you today, dear friends, there is something that's needed in our lives today. There is something that we long for. And I pray today that it is just a little talk with Jesus. Like the old song says, just a little talk with Jesus does what? It makes things right. It makes things right. It makes things special. It makes everything fall into place. You see, dear friends, the Lord knew the despondent hearts of those in his midst. He knew the aches and pains and the woes and the wonders that they had. What Jesus is saying, you commune with me, allow me to commune with you, and praise be to God, I'll bless you. You want to be blessed. I don't believe there's a one of us that don't want to be blessed. We want to be blessed to the uttermost. Listen, how many of you have ever said, oh goodness, Lord, stop. Stop, Lord. You just blessing me too much. Would you quit, Lord? Don't bless me no more. If there's one of you here that said it, come to the altar. I don't think any of us says that. Why? Because we desire to be blessed. We long to be blessed. And you want to be blessed today. Just have a little talk with Jesus. A little talk with Jesus makes all the difference. Here this great mass was on that mount. And the Son of God was conveying the word from God the Father. And what Jesus wanted them to know, wanted them to realize that they could commune with him day in and day out. That's why that Paul declared that we're to pray without ceasing. Because God desires to bless us. He desires to bless us in season and out of season. He desires to bless us all the day long. And we desire to be blessed. We want to be blessed. I don't know about you, but my day starts out a whole lot better when I started out with prayer. I want you to understand something today, dear friends. The Bible teaches us that we have not because we ask not. You say, well, Brother Lynn, does he know? Oh, yes, he knows. He knows what we need before we ever asked him. But what we're seeing here as Jesus conveyed that word from the mount is that he has a desire to build a relationship. If you had a great relationship with your earthly father, give glory to God. But I can tell you today, the Heavenly Father has a desire to have a special relationship with you today. Now for me to have a real close relationship with my dad, my earthly dad, is to talk with him. To speak to him. To converse with him. And when I talk to him and we talk together, we learn from each other. Because that bond is being built. You see what Jesus is desiring for those in Matthew 6. He's desiring to build a relationship. He's desiring for it to grow. He's desiring for they to be filled. You say, but Lynn, I have work. I have trouble. I have heartache. I have pain. I cry out
and I just don't know what to say, I tell you, just a little talk with Jesus will make things right. You see, we all have things that's just too big for us. We all have things that's complicated and very hard to deal with. But notice something. The loving, caring, our compassionate Savior knows. Paul, in writing to the church at Rome, speaks about that Spirit, that indwelling, that intercessor that we believers have. He tells us in Romans chapter number 8, verses 26 and 27, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself making intercession for us with groanings which we cannot utter. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. What Paul is saying here is when you don't know what to say, the Holy Spirit will carry your groanings to the Father. Just a little talk with Jesus. Help me, Lord. There've been times in my life when we've been burdened and heavy laden with things, and have not known what to say. Fall on our knees to pray, and all we can utter out is just, "Help me, Lord. You know my heart." No! I tell you, friend, it makes all the difference in the world. You say, "How, Brother Lynn, does that make all the difference in the world?" I tell you, it does, friend, because we're willing just to have a little talk with the Father. There have been times that me and my dad's been together, my earthly dad, and we ain't had to say a word. But we know what each other's thinking. We know each other. We have a bond. We have a relationship. And it's special. A closeness and a nearness. Now, if you have that, praise God. You say, "Brother Lynn, I don't have that in an earthly fashion." You can in a spiritual way. That's what Jesus is conveying there that day. Look, seek, praise God, you'll find. You say, "Well, I'm looking. I'm searching. I'm desiring. I want to obtain." Dear friends, start with just a little talk with Jesus. Just a little talk. Just a little communication will make all the difference in the world. See, the Bible teaches us something that we must not forget. The Bible teaches us in the book of James, in James chapter number 4, in verse number 7 and 8, the word says, "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you." You want it? You've got it. You that grew up with a godly father had a desire to bless and to help and to give all that you needed. Well, dear friends, our Heavenly Father has a desire not just to meet your needs, but praise God, exceed your needs according to His riches and glory. He wants to help us. He wants to bless us. He wants to bestow upon us through just will talk with him. You've not talked to him today, dear friends. Today is the perfect, this is the perfect time to do so. That little talk with Jesus makes things right. That little talk with Jesus sets us on a path of joy and peace. Dear friends, when Jesus reached out to those that was in his midst that day, he wanted the very best for them. You that have godly, decent fathers have a desire for the very best for you. Dear friends, listen. It pales in comparison to the desires and the wants that Jesus has for all of us today. God wants to bless us. God wants to help us. And for us to be able to obtain, see, understand, and perceive, we need to have that little talk with him so that things can be made right. Let's stand to it. Just a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. You know something? There are some times I feel that I've wore the ear of the Lord out. He's been a spiritual sounding board for all my weight, worries, woe. You know something? He's ever present. It's because of his love. And listen, don't think the Lord that was there that day is different from that Lord today, because listen, the same Lord that looked down with compassion upon those masters, the same Lord that looks down with a compassionate heart today. That love has never changed. Desire to talk to us has never waned. That desire to have that close relationship with us is just as real and strong today as it was then. Dear friends, let us be obedient and let us utilize the opportunities that lay before us. What would we do if we didn't have him to confide in? What would we do if we didn't have him to call upon? We use this term a lot, but I can tell you this, I would be most miserable. I take comfort in knowing that I can call out to him any moment of every day. Praise his glorious name. You're here today and you need to come for whatever reason. Please do.